for these people. It gets so hard. So sometimes it takes a lot of counseling for someone to believe that, look, this condition is incurable, but actually you can learn how to live with it. And we have been doing that greatly to help them to adapt to that kind of living. So anyway, however, despite all these efforts that we have been putting to help these people, the awareness about Duchenne still remains a little bit low. And mostly with the general public, not only the general public, but also our healthcare system. Elizabeth will tell you that many people, many doctors, as even others, go through the medical school, they will not know Duchenne until they land on one patient and they're like, oh, okay, I heard something about it. So even in the health system itself, it's always hard, and many communities actually don't recognize the early signs of this condition, just like I have said. And they end up seeking traditional remedies, just like I have already mentioned. So lack of understanding, many times it perpetuates the stigma, and you find people saying there is a spell that was cast on that family.